Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Persibelli. And today we are talking about chemistry and compatibility. We're going to break down the difference between them because I think there are so many, I would say mostly girls. I was going to say people, but I do feel like it's a female thing. It's a girl thing. There are so many of us ladies who confuse chemistry for compatibility. And to be honest, I thought about this topic because I believe it was actually a conversation I was having with my grandmother, if I remember correctly, who I was talking to. I think it was my grandmother. And she had said to me, like, you know, I'm 6 months pregnant. So she was like, how long, you know, are you and Joe like together now? Like, really, when did you start dating? And it was this month in April where we like really officially started dating. We had met in February of 2023, but in April of 2023 is when we became like exclusively together. And so I said, you know what? I said, it's like exactly 3 years right now. Like April 2026 is like exactly 3 years. And she was like, holy shit. Like, she's like, you don't know how many of my friends' kids or just women that I know, like people in general who, I mean, 3 years, they're not even engaged yet. You know, like in 3 years to have started dating, got engaged, got married, and now, you know, you're only a couple months away from having a baby. Like, you're going to have all these things. Like, you're going to have, let's say, a 4-month-old. I don't know. I can't do the math right now. Let's say a 4-month-old baby by the time you have your first wedding anniversary. Like, that's so crazy. And so we were just talking about, like, how quickly things went. And I said, and everyone knows this about me, but I said, like, well, I don't play games, you know, like we were either in this or we were not. Like, that this stuff was discussed from day one. We talked about this from the beginning. Like, I would have never been in a relationship for 3 years without getting engaged and whatever. Like, I know there's so many different factors and between money and things that happen unexpectedly, you know, like hardships that happen in life. And like, I know that things go on, but like, outside of those circumstances, there's no reason. There's no reason for me, in my opinion, to wait. If you love this person and you want to marry this person and you see a future with this person and you want to have kids with this person, what are we waiting for? Let's put the money thing, you know, on the forefront, like on the table and say, let's say that, you know, well, we can't really have a wedding. Okay, so then don't have a wedding. You could still get married, you know, like you don't need to have a big wedding. You don't need to spend six figures to marry somebody. Like, you could still get married. Like, so to me, there was just like never really an excuse as to not. There's never really a reason. However, we were on the same page. Most importantly, we were on the same page. And a lot of people might think that they are, you know, like, yeah, we want the same things. Which, sure, someone could want the same things. You could both want marriage. You could both want kids. But to me, being on the same page and being compatible is being ready at the same time, you know? Like, it's like that true alignment. And I believed that we were truly aligned. Obviously, we were truly aligned. Look at all that has happened. But we also had amazing chemistry from the beginning. Like, I never had chemistry like that with someone on the first date before. But it wasn't just flirting and banter and sexiness. We had real conversation and we did discover from the beginning how compatible we were. From day one, we were having these conversations. So I want to talk about how having both is really, that's the answer to a long-term, sustainable, successful relationship, having both chemistry and compatibility. And I want to break down the differences of what chemistry without compatibility is and vice versa, because there is no one without the other in order to, you know, see success in a relationship. And I think a lot of the time, more often than not, people do have chemistry. I think it's very easy to have chemistry. I mean, I know I just said like I never had chemistry like that before with someone, which is true. But there's been plenty of guys that I've liked and had that spark with, and you know, you convince yourself like, oh my God, maybe this is it. Like, maybe this is the guy, maybe this is the one, based on like a hookup or like, you know, just someone who gives you those little feelings. And so we're going to just break down the whole thing. And I think that this episode will be really, really helpful for the girls who might be a bit confused in their dynamics at the moment. So for starters, think of it like this. Chemistry is a spark and compatibility is sustainability. One can sustain itself, really. The other can't, because sparks fizzle out. Sparks die. Think of it like, you know, when like you have a birthday cake with like that, not to say fake candle, but like the sparkler candle, when like, you know, they light the candle and you go to blow it out and you're like, oh, I can't blow it out. Like those candles, it's like spark, spark, sparks until it just like dwindles down. Like, yeah, it's unsustainable, you know, chemistry. So think of it as one gets you in the door and the other determines how long you can actually stay. That's the difference between chemistry and compatibility. Chemistry will get you through that door. Compatibility will keep you there. And like I mentioned, a very key word is alignment. I believe that alignment is everything. I believe that alignment is when you have it like the whole picture. You know, I believe that that alignment comes from having the right chemistry and the right compatibility, like the right place, the right time kind of thing. And truthfully, some of the most electric, spark-worthy connections are the least aligned. That's just the reality, especially when you do have a ton of chemistry and that really big spark. Now you have that twinkle in your eye. So you got your love goggles on, you're wearing your rose-colored glasses. So now you're ignoring the red flags. Quite frankly, you might not even think of it as ignoring the red flags. You just might not really see them as red at all. Whereas the compatibility, the true alignment, is going to have you feeling safe. It's going to make you feel safe. And you'll never find yourself justifying certain actions or behaviors. You know, like I'm saying, like you're not necessarily, when it's just that chemistry, you might not even think that you're justifying or defending certain things. You might not think that it's red flags, but you find yourself explaining or over-explaining to your friends. Oh, well, I haven't heard from him because he's really bad with his phone. Like just anything, like any sort of justification that you find yourself doing. Later on down the line, you realize it was a red flag. But when you have that big spark, you don't even realize the unalignment, because you have those, like I said, love goggles on, and you're just going through the motions of like, oh yeah, no, that's just how he is, like that he just whatever. But you won't be doing that when there's true compatibility there. That doesn't exist when there's true compatibility there. So now when you compare the two, and we're going to look at them right now as two separate entities, you will realize after going through that chemistry is pretty much solely how you feel about each other, and compatibility is how you function together. This is why I say it's important to have both, because the feelings, the functionality, like, you know, you gotta have both of these things. So now chemistry. Chemistry is typically immediate. It's off the bat. Like if your dynamic is relying on chemistry, it's going to be there from the beginning. You might meet him and off the bat be like, I just met my soulmate. How many times have we felt like that? I just met my husband. Like there is that immediate spark, that immediate chemistry. It's emotional. It takes that toll on you. There's often a physical pull. It's like gravitational and you feel like magnets. I can think of how many times that I've either heard or that I've said, like, you kind of think that this is it because we're like magnets to each other. Oh, you can't keep us apart. We're like magnets. That's chemistry, okay? That physical, gravitational, magnetic pull, chemistry. It feels intense. It feels exciting. And it could even feel addictive. Like, I can't shake this. I can't let this go. Like, I need this feeling in my life. And oftentimes, it can be rooted in that familiarity and that comfort. Maybe you've been, let's say it's like a toxic dynamic, where it's like really thrilling. Maybe you've been in a toxic relationship before. And although toxic is not good, it's still comfortable for you because you're used to it and it's familiar. So this might be that same familiar feeling all over again that you just get addicted to. And it's often very like fast paced and consuming. Like you'll hook up right away. You'll be texting a lot right away. Like you'll be giving it your attention, a lot of attention off the bat. Like it's not like slow and steady, and it's not like let's take things slow and be really logical and see how things go. Like it's not that kind of vibe. It's more of like you get that addiction of like, let's see each other again, you know, let's hang out more, whatever. Now, compatibility is the more stable, steady pace things. This is that like honing in on the realness. It's like putting the feelings aside, okay? This is that logic. This is the shared values, goals, lifestyle, you know, being like aligned, I guess is again the perfect word, but just having that lifestyle flow, you know, where you're on the same page, having emotional safety and consistency, and emotional like regularity, like where your feelings are just like regulated. You're not like highs and lows. You're just like consistent. It is the ability to communicate and the ability to resolve conflict. And you could talk through situations. You know how when you're, let's say you're hooking up with someone where there's nothing established. We're going to talk on the chemistry side where there's that spark and, you know, you have fun with him. Maybe he liked a girl's picture on Instagram, or maybe you saw him out in public and there was like something going on and you're like, I can't, what am I going to say? Like, I can't say anything. Like, I don't want to sound crazy. I don't want to look crazy. So you let those things that hurt you just go because you don't want to look a certain way. So you just kind of say like, I'm not going to, you know, let me not do this, as opposed to compatibility. If something were to bother you, let's say it doesn't even have to be hurting your feelings, but maybe your feelings were hurt, or maybe not, because it might not even be that serious. It might just be like, this is something I noticed that I didn't really like, you know? You're having those conversations. You're able to talk about it. And it doesn't feel like conflict. It doesn't feel like confrontation. It just feels like two people who are able to communicate with each other. It just feels like I could tell you how I feel, and I know that you're not going to think I'm crazy for it. You know, even the littlest things. And compatibility is true, like long-term sustainable alignment, because it's based on how you can actually exist together, how you can live together, not just how you feel for each other, not just how you feel together. It's how you can exist and live together. My bookworm girls are going to love this, especially if you're anything like me and you love when your reads get under your skin and you have no idea what's coming next and the suspense won't let you put the book down. That is definitely The Wedding Vow by Dandy Smith, and you need to get your hands on it immediately. It's a domestic suspense thriller where nothing is quite as it seems. It has everything you want in a suspense novel: secrets, lies, emotional damage, and the deeply unsettling feeling that somebody absolutely should not be trusted, and of course, an affair. This book is pretty much one that takes the whole shiny, romantic, my husband is my rock idea and just casually sets it on fire, because beneath all the picture-perfect appearances, The Wedding Vow is packed with tension, deception, and the kind of twists that make you stop and go, oh, wow, so everyone here is making terrible choices, which for me is, of course, ideal reading. Imagine realizing you don't know your husband at all, and the truth and shocking secrets are a lot more dangerous than you'd ever imagine. This book is full of that addictive thriller energy where you think you know what's going on, and then the author basically leans in and says, you really thought, huh? So if you like books by Geneva Rose or even Freida McFadden that keep you on the edge of your seat, then you are going to love this one. The Wedding Vow by Dandy Smith is available now wherever books are sold, so go grab your copy today. Starting something new isn't just hard, it can be terrifying. So much work goes into this thing that you're not entirely sure will work out, and it could be scary to make that leap of faith. Trust me, I know. When I started this podcast, I wasn't even sure what I was doing. What if no one listens? What if I do something wrong? What if no one buys my products? All the questions that we're all asking. Now, I know that I was right in believing in myself and launching this podcast despite all the fears and hesitations. It also helps when you have a partner like Shopify on your side to help. Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the US, from household names like Skims and Rode to brands just getting started. You'll be asking yourself questions like, but what if people haven't heard about my brand? Well, Shopify helps you find your customers with easy-to-run email and social media campaigns. And questions like, what if I get stuck? Not to worry, Shopify is always around to share advice with their award-winning 24/7 customer support. So it's time to turn those what-ifs into with Shopify today. Sign up for your $1 per month trial today at shopify.com/forthegirls. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls. That's shopify.com/forthegirls. So these are two completely different things, but we tend to confuse the two. Why? We were taught butterflies, butterflies, chase the butterflies. Like that's what you longed for, whether we were like actually taught it like from people or it's like what we saw on TV, what we saw in movies. Like you longed for that feeling of the butterflies with someone. Like we were not romanticizing stability. Like we were not dreaming, especially when you're like younger, let's say teens and 20s. When you just like want that guy, you're not romanticizing stability because most of the time, I would say almost every girl, I would go as far to say like 9 out of 10 girls has that nice guy that I can guarantee would marry her on the spot. He would have given her or done anything for her on the spot. He's like the best friend who's just like waiting on his opportunity with her. You know, like every girl has that guy, like you're hung up on a guy that's the exciting guy that you're hooking up with, that plays these mind games with you. He's messing with your head, but it's exciting and it feels passionate and all these things. And then on the side, you still have the guy best friend. And it's like, yeah, he's just waiting on his moment. He's waiting on his opportunity. Or maybe he's not even a best friend. He's just a guy who's saying, when can I see you? When could I take you out? And you're constantly like, oh, I got to let you know. Like you never really want to make those plans. You don't want to like take yourself off the market or, you know, you just can't get there. I dated a guy like that in my 20s, my early 20s, who I had feelings for somebody else who would have never committed to me. You couldn't have paid him to commit to me, but I had feelings for him. And there was a guy that I was seeing who was perfect in every way, like to a T, everything that like I had on paper, what I wanted. And I was much younger. I don't remember. Maybe I was 22. This was a really long time ago. It honestly could very much have been 10 years ago. And I just could not let myself get there. He was so nice. But I wasn't romanticizing the nice guy. I wasn't ready for the nice guy because I wasn't ready to give up the bad boy. You know, I wasn't ready to give up that feeling, which is another reason as to why we confuse the two. That passion, like I said, it's a toxic pattern. Like toxic patterns can feel like passion and passion can feel good. Whereas peace can feel boring, which means not good. So you could have the nice guy and he could bring you peace. But if it's boring, you're like, I just have that feeling. You know, I have that gut feeling like he's not the one because like, I don't think that I would feel like this if he was the one. Like, you know, if it's just blah, then it's just blah. Whereas with this guy, it feels exciting. It feels good. It feels passionate, you know? So that's a big thing. You're going based on the feeling. So that's why you're getting confused. And also because of the feelings, when it comes to excitement, we tend to associate anxiety with excitement. So now our nervous system is all thrown off. You know how I just said before about like regulated emotions? Your emotions are so irregular, so not regulated. Your nervous system is all thrown off. You're now feeling comfortable in chaos. You're feeling comfortable with your anxiety because your anxiety is confusing you, is making you feel confused for excitement. You're overlapping the two. And then I would say one of the biggest call outs, hate to do it to the girls, hate to call you girls out, but I have to. One of the biggest reasons why us girls confuse the chemistry and compatibility is because we do this ourselves. We lack boundaries in dating. So once you cross the line, you start having sleepovers, you start having sex, you start having Netflix and chill nights in. Now you're sleeping over each other's houses and having breakfast together, and you're like romanticizing the dynamic due to the physical proximity between you. So now there's a physical closeness. However, there's not a true, deep, intimate, emotional closeness. But you're not realizing that because you're just romanticizing that physical proximity. So now you're fantasizing about what could be and the potential of a real life with this person, because they're really in your home. They're really in your bed. They're really at your kitchen table. They're really on your couch watching your shows with you. You're having a thing together. And once you have a thing together, you romanticize and you fantasize. And it's our own fault when we cross those boundaries, which is why back when I was making like tons of dating content on TikTok, it was all about boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. No house dates. I said it all the time. No house dates if he's not your boyfriend. I was not having house dates with my husband until he was my boyfriend. I was not cooking him dinner until he was my boyfriend. Don't be doing those things, because once you overstep, that men have no boundaries. Let's just put it out there. Men don't care about wasting their time. Men don't value their time. Men don't value your time. So they don't give a shit. They'll have sex with anyone. They'll do anything. Yeah, a girl's making me dinner. Phew, I'm winning, you know? Like, they don't even pay for a Netflix account probably, because they're mooching off whatever girl they're hooking up with to watch on her Netflix account. So they don't have those same sort of values. No offense, guys. Sorry. They don't have those same sort of values that women do when it comes to sex and intimacy and true proximity. You guys have to listen to my old episode about like women fall in love through sex and men fall in love through emotions. There's like the whole science behind that. You have to listen to that, because that is so important. It is our own fault when we overstep. It is our own fault when we lack boundaries. And it is our own fault when we cross that line. Because when we cross that line, game over. Now you are thinking about what could be, and it's much harder to backpedal after that. To go from like having sex to being like, actually, no, I'm not going to have sex with you anymore. We could still talk if you want to get to know me. Now he's like, what? Like... He's like, what just happened here? Like, you guys already had a dynamic, and now you're just like, oh, never mind. Actually, like, I want to be serious about this, you know? So that is why we have to have boundaries from the beginning. And that's why we have to, no house dates, no nothing until you're serious with somebody, because that's where we get confused. So to clarify, a couple signs that it's chemistry without compatibility: a hot and cold dynamic, a strong attraction, but constant confusion. I don't know how he feels. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if I'm going to hear from him. You feel anxious more than you feel secure. You're overlooking major differences in values or life goals. You have a great vibe. Like, you might have a good time when you're together, but then when you think about it, the real hard, deep conversations don't really exist. You might feel like you talk about things, but at the same time, you talk about nothing. And then signs of compatibility, even when it feels less intense, like you don't have that upfront chemistry, is consistency over chaos, lots of calmness, lots of peace. You never feel on edge. You never find yourself like waiting around to hear from him. You're never unsure, you know, because he's consistent and he's not the type who's canceling on you and saying he'll do this, but then doesn't, you know. You know that you can disagree with each other without it feeling like a threat, without it feeling like if I say the wrong thing, I'm going to ruin all of this. It's going to go right out the window. You know that that's not the case because you have good communication, and the communication feels natural. It does not feel forced. It doesn't feel like there's no substance. It's like, oh no, we have good conversation. And it feels real and it feels natural. It does not feel like something that I have to pry out of him. And also, compatibility is your lives actually fit together. and it actually makes sense when you're able to, how you're able to exist together. So the hard truth is that you can have insane chemistry with someone who is completely wrong for you, and you could have slower building chemistry with someone who is deeply right for you. You can also be compatible with someone but lack chemistry altogether. And all of these different concoctions like could still not work if you don't have them both together, because neither compatibility nor chemistry alone can carry a relationship, certainly not to the finish line. I believe that chemistry and compatibility go hand in hand, and there is no one without the other for true success. You cannot build a future and a life with someone on a feeling that comes and goes. And then you cannot build a future and a life with someone and marriage and kids on just simply having similarities with someone. It's not going to work. Chemistry alone isn't enough, because chemistry alone isn't going to fix your communication issues. It's not going to realign your values. It doesn't create emotional safety. It will not sustain you through real life challenges and hardships. And then compatibility alone isn't enough, because unfortunately, this isn't just a friendship. Yeah, sure, you want to be best friends with your partner, but you're also romantic partners. This is a romantic relationship. You need to have that physical attraction. You need to have that sexual chemistry and compatibility, not just moral compatibility, sexual compatibility. Sexual physical connection is going to have to exist in a romantic relationship. Otherwise, this is just platonic and you might as well just marry your friend if you're just doing this for funsies. You know, you can't go the distance without that type of love. So you have to think of lifelong, real, lasting, romantic love and relationships like an equation. Chemistry plus compatibility equals success. Without one, that's it. It can't go the distance. And trust me when I say, you are not too picky for wanting both. You are not too picky for wanting chemistry and compatibility. You deserve both. You deserve a love that is both felt and functional, okay? It is okay to leave something that has one but not the other. It is okay to leave something that feels good but morally isn't right, and then vice versa. It's okay to leave something that feels like it would be safe but doesn't have the romantic connection there, because it's about both. The goal isn't just connection, and the goal isn't just compatibility. The goal is alignment, which is a well-rounded, full circle, true connection, a true relationship, true sustainability. So the right relationship won't just feel good in certain moments, in certain spurts. It will make sense long-term. So don't settle for a connection that only survives in the highs, because trust me when I say, you are going to need a partner that you can rely on when it comes to the lows too. And you won't have that without, if it's just chemistry. The highs and the lows, that's a compatible partner where you could get through all of it. If you can only survive the highs, you're in for it. Wait until you're pregnant. Trust me. But that is all that we have for today. So thank you, girls, so much for listening. Until next time, girls.